Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Elizabeth Barris, B-A-R-I-S-S. Elizabeth Barris is a 61-year-old woman. I report she was injured at work on 10/24/21. Appeared she was walking in the kitchen on top of rubber mats and tripped. Appeared she went flying head first into the wall. Period. She was seen at the emergency room afterwards. Appeared she also underwent laminectomy at C2-3 on 10/27/21. Appeared she completed a course of occupational therapy in May of 2022. Appeared new paragraph for the record supplied as Paris was seen at Pivot on site on 10/24/21. Appeared she gave the same mechanism of injury as just described. Period. She was advised to apply ice to the forehead, head, and right wrist, and heat to the neck. Period. She was instructed on use of Tylenol and Motrin, as well as Flexeril and Biofreeze. Period. She was cleared to return to modified duty. Period. On 10/25/21, she was attended to by EMS personnel and taken to ARMC Mainland Campus Emergency Room. Period. She said she fell the previous day. Period. She had immediate headaches after impact, as well as a veil coming down over her left eye from the superior portion. Period. Approximately one-third of her vision was affected. Period. She had been seen at employee health, but this morning noted a worsening headache, as well as weakness in both of her arms and tingling of the arms. Period. She underwent several different CAT scans, whose results will be inserted here. Period. She was then admitted for further evaluation and treatment. Period. They noted a history of myasthenia gravis. Period. She underwent a cervical spine MRI on 10/25/21 to be inserted here. Period. She also had a consultation by Dr. Stidd, S-T-I-D-D. He noted a history of hyperlipidemia and well-controlled myasthenia gravis diagnosed in 1996, who presented after a fall. Apparently she tripped and fell over a mat on 10/24/21 without loss of consciousness. Period. The results of her CAT scans at the emergency room were referenced. Paired neurosurgery was consulted for evaluation of a possible incomplete spinal cord syndrome. Period. She then did undergo a consultation by Dr. Dunn, D-U-N-N. Period. On 10/28/21, Dr. Stidd performed C3-4 laminectomies for a postoperative diagnosis of C3-4 disc herniation with central cord syndrome. Patient remained hospitalized for several days afterwards. Period on 10/29/21, she was discharged from the hospital with the final diagnosis of accidental fall and central cord syndrome and corneal abrasion. Period. New paragraph. After discharge, she was seen neurosurgically on 11/9/21 by nurse practitioner Savine, S-A-V-I-N-E. Period. She was using Flexeril and gabapentin, but felt like she was spaced out and anxious with minimal improvement in her neck pain. Accordingly, Flexeril was discontinued and she was placed on Xanaflex. Apparently, they noted she was already taking Effexor, Estrace, ferrous sulfate, gabapentin, ibuprofen, levothyroxine, mestinon, mestinon, multivitamin, oxycodone, pravastatin, vitamin D3, Xanaflex, zinc citrate, and Zyrtec. Period. She continued to show improvement neurologically. Period. Bilateral dexterity had improved since the surgical procedure, as did the paresthesias. Period. Sutures were removed on this occasion. She was to return in 4 weeks. Period. On 12/7/21, she reported physical therapy had not yet been authorized. Period. She was advised to participate in SAME. Period. Ongoing management with the neurosurgical group continued through 10/27/22, period. She still had constant 8/10 dull bilateral shoulder pain with subjective bilateral deltoid weakness and mild paresthesia involving the hands and a glove distribution with bilateral subjective hand weakness. Period. Ibuprofen and gabapentin minimally improved her shoulder pain. Period. She had completed occupational and physical therapy with continued subjective weakness of both hands with loss of dexterity. Period. She was unable to work. Period. It was noted she had an EMG on 5/9/22 that did not demonstrate evidence of cervical radiculopathy, myelopathy, or neuropathy. These findings may be a false negative given the presence of the C5-6 disc. She did not desire any further surgical intervention at that time and was to follow up in 6 months. The EMG was done by Dr. Skinner on 5/9/22. Period. New paragraph. She was also seen by Dr. Smith on 11/16/21. For ophthalmologic evaluation. Period. She was diagnosed with contusion of the left eyeball and orbital tissues. Age-related bilateral nuclear cataract, and myasthenia gravis without acute exacerbation. Period. She did have a new cervical spine MRI on 1/28/22 to be inserted here. Period. The paragraph, she also came under the physiatric care of Dr. Paul on 2/1/22. Period. He noted her course of treatment to date. Period. He ordered flexion extensions, cervical spine x-rays, and kept her out of work. Period. He wanted her to continue physical therapy as prescribed. Period. She had an evaluation with Dr. Mitchell scheduled on 2/3/22. Period. She indeed saw Dr. Mitchell on that date, and wanted her to return with all her imaging studies for further evaluation. Period. As far as treatment, she should treat with a physiatrist with expertise in spinal cord injury. She should also treat with a pain management specialist for pain medications. Typically, rehab for such a patient is for up to 1 year before placing them at maximum medical improvement. She would be able to work in some capacity. She did see Dr. Mitchell again on 12/9/22. Period. He opined that he personally did not recommend surgery in the first 5 days. Prayed, however, a patient can obtain improvement even as far out as 2 years removed from the surgery. Prayed, therefore, he personally recommended surgery anywhere from 5 days after the injury up until 2 years from the date of injury. Prayed, surgery is also to prevent worsening with future incidents. Prayed, you just have some residual stenosis. Prayed, the question at hand was whether or not decompressing the additional stenosis would change her condition. Period. However, some of her complaints were likely permanent neurologic injury from this incident. Period. However, she was still within the 2-year window from the injury, and decompression can provide relief. Period. Complicating the matter was her myasthenia gravis and prior posterior cervical spine surgery. Period. Revision posterior surgery carries risks. Period. He educated her on what to expect if she went forward with surgery. Period. New paragraph. She did see physiatrist Dr. Paul again on 6/15/22. Period. He refilled her gabapentin and ibuprofen and referred her for cervical spine flexion extension x-rays. Period. He monitored her progress over the ensuing months, 3/12/14/22. Period. She remained symptomatic. Period. He kept her on gabapentin, and from his point deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement for pain management. Period. She did have cervical spine x-rays on 7/12/22 to be inserted. Period. He had a pelvic ultrasound on 12/7/22. Leave out those results. Period. He had another cervical spine MRI on 1/4/23 to be inserted. Period. A CAT scan. Another cervical spine was done on 1/10/23 to be inserted. Period. She had flexion extension x-rays of the cervical spine the same day to be inserted. Period. Another MRI, an MRI of the pelvis was done on 1/11/23. That does not have to be inserted. Period. New paragraph. The petitioner also provided us with copies of numerous diagnostic studies whose results will be inserted at the end of the physical exam. Period. Move on to physical exam. Extremities, upper deep ten reflexes 2+, at the biceps, triceps, and brachioradialis. Period. Manual muscle testing was breakaway for bilateral hand grasp. Period. Resisted bilateral elbow flexion and extension as well as wrist flexion were decreased associated with trembling. Period. There was generalized tenderness palpation about the right shoulder, but there was none on the left. Interest elbow films, maneuver elicited numbness and tingling in her shoulders and upper arms. Extremities lower, she remained under pants, limiting visualization and pinprick sensation testing. Period, deep ten reflexes were 3+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. Period, manual muscle testing was 4/5 for bilateral plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Spine cervical inspection revealed a posterior longitudinal 2.5-inch scar consistent with her surgery. Period. She also had a suprasternal longitudinal scar consistent with her thymus surgery. Period. Active flexion was to 20 degrees comma, extension 40 degrees comma, bilateral rotation 45 degrees comma, Side bending right, 25 degrees and left to 20 degrees. Parachute tendon palpation at the most inferior aspect of her scar, as well as at the right trapezius in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left, or at the paracervical musculature. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He changed positions fluidly. He was able to squat to 25 degrees and rise. Impressions on. 10-24-21, Elizabeth Paris tripped and fell while at work. Parachute was initially seen at the on-site clinic. But the next day, her symptoms worsened, and she went to the emergency room. Parachute had numerous diagnostic studies and was admitted out of concern for central cord syndrome. Parachute did undergo cervical spine surgery on 10-28-21 to be inserted here. Paired a paragraph after discharge, she was followed closely with additional diagnostic studies. Parachute also participated in physical therapy. Paired EMG was done on 5-9-22 and was negative. Paired ongoing pain management care was rendered by Dr. Paul through 12-14-22 period. He stressed that she did undergo myriad diagnostic studies, whose reports she brought in, period. Put this in bold, these may be duplicates of what we already have in our records, so do not have to be repeated. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be weakness in the upper extremities associated with trembling against resistance in many spheres. Paired phalanx maneuver elicited numbness and tingling in the shoulders and upper arms. Paired she had increased deep tendon reflexes in the upper extremities and the patella bilaterally. Paired there was healed surgical scarring about the neck and decreased range of motion. Paired Sperling's maneuver was negative. Paired thoracic normal and lumbosacral. I'll scratch that. She had full range of motion of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Paired provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired new paragraph. This case represents 15% permanent partial total disability referral to the cervical spine. Period. There is. Scratch that last sentence, and that will be the end.